The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose. Here's what's happening. The Bills got off to an early lead last night against the Texans, but Josh Allen and the offense struggled. Allen was sacked 8 times. The Texans forced 3 turnovers. With 24 seconds left in the game, the Bills were 4th and 6th in the red zone with a chance for a go-ahead touchdown.
Allen back to pass, has to throw it down the middle, and it's intercepted.
Kalen Bullock picked off Josh Allen.
Yeah, in a situation like that, probably should have just banged a timeout. We got to playing late. Didn't give ourselves a chance there.
Final score, Texans 23, Bills 19. Here's Sean McDermott.
Guys gave it all they had, and we came up short. Things you can't do against a good football team and a good defense overall. Let's just start field position wise. We beat ourselves from a field position standpoint. Some costly penalties, the turnovers, 3 turnovers. Just look at it overall, and we weren't playing enough complementary football, and we still had a chance to win at the end of the game.
The Bills dropped to 7-4. They're on the road a week from Sunday at Pittsburgh, a 4:25 game. And as Sal just mentioned, the NFL announced yesterday the Bills-Bengals game the following week on December 7th at home will now be played at 1 o'clock instead of 4:25. There is lots of interest in the forecast a week from now. That's when we expect a pattern shift. Meteorologist Jim Mitchell at the National Weather Service on what we know now.
Well, it looks like we will have rain showers and changing to snow showers, and there'll be whatever's lingering behind the front on Wednesday night. Probably not much going on there. But then by Thursday, we could see some lake effect snow, very localized as we typically see. But at this point, there's no way to really pinpoint any location or even, if the snow is going to be heavy, et cetera.
All right. And he said that really early next week, they'll have a much better handle on the changeover from wet to white and how much of snow we should expect here in Western New York. Local Starbucks workers were on the picket lines yesterday. WBEN's Tom Puckett has that.
Shut it down! We don't get it! Shut it down!
Starbucks workers spent 2 hours on the picket line outside their Elmwood Avenue location. Abby Murphy says she and her fellow employees deserve a fair contract.
I really love my job, but right now they are making it impossible for us to do what we love. And that's why we're here, asking for that contract so we can go back to that cool, hunky-dory, fun, hip coffee house and provide that experience for the customers, not only the customers, but the workers as well.
Julia Brown says wages need to go up.
We just want to show up to work and we want to work hard and we want to be able to take care of ourselves at the end of the day, and we know the Starbucks can afford to do that.
It's a different breed of union organizing, says Kinesius's Dr. Howard Stanger.
There are thousands of Starbucks stores, whereas an auto company, a large auto company, may have a couple of dozen plants. So it's much more difficult for a union to organize thousands of stores with a lot of turnover and a lot of part-time workers.
Hear more online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom. And they're getting ready to open the ice at Canal Side later today. WBEN's Jim Fink tells us about that and other outdoor rinks that'll be opening soon.
Having 2 outdoor skating rinks in downtown Buffalo is a big plus for the Central Business District. The rinks, Canal Side and Rotary Rink, sit at opposite ends downtown, but combined both help attract thousands to Buffalo during the winter and cold weather months. Canal Side, run by the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, opens tonight, weather permitting, of course, while Rotary Rink, operated by Buffalo Place, is slated to open December 6, also weather permitting. Mike Schmad, Buffalo Place's executive director, says, "Don't, for 1 minute, underestimate or undervalue what the rinks mean to downtown."
Downtown's for everybody, and I think what Rotary Rink does, it represents everybody. It doesn't matter if you're from South Buffalo, if you're from Amherst, you're from Cheektowaga, the west side, the east side of Buffalo, North Buffalo, everybody's the same there.
While there are varying charges for the Canal Side Rink, Rotary Rink is free, and both do offer skate rentals. And for those looking for other outdoor rinks, you might want to check out Buffalo Riverworks or the East Aurora Classic Rink. This is Jim Fink for WBEN.com News.
All right, exciting for that. Well, New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mandami will be at the White House today to meet face-to-face with President Trump.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said at her Thursday briefing, the discussion will show
President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone and to try to do what's right on behalf of the American people.
But Levitt did echo the president's earlier Truth Social assertion.
We have a communist coming to the White House.
Mamdani, a Democratic socialist, said he plans to be firm on the needs of New Yorkers.
It's not about myself. It's not about a relationship with an individual. It's about a relationship between New York City and the White House.
Safety, economic stability, and affordability will be the issues, Mamdani said, he'll bring to the president. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
How about this? In New York City, a subway station, at least for now, you might want to stay a bit longer on the platform and wait for the next train, because an advertiser is using smell in a new campaign.
For the rest of November, Grand Central Subway Station is trying out something new, unleashing a smellable advertisement. When you get off the subway, now you are hit with a holiday scent from Bath & Body Works called Fresh Balsam, which may give you the aroma of vanilla and pine. It's coming through diffusers, and through the end of the month, Bath & Body Works says it will disperse between 20 and 30 pounds of fragrance.
Wow, I mean, a Christmassy smell, that's a big change from what people usually see or smell in the subways.
The exclusive WBN 7-Weather forecast for this afternoon calls for plenty of clouds, a little bit of a busy breeze at times, but it will be mild, the high temperature close to 50 degrees. Remaining mostly cloudy heading into tonight, the wind diminishes, the overnight low temperature into the low 30s. For your weekend, Saturday offers up partial sun. It will be the cooler of the 2 days with highs in the low 40s, and we'll work our way into Sunday with a blend of clouds and sun and a gusty breeze, the high pushing 50. With your exclusive WBN 7-Weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
Victoria Sturman, Executive Director of the East Aurora Chamber, is joining us live on WBEN this morning. Tomorrow marks the long-awaited premiere of Holiday Touchdown, a Bill's love story that was filmed here in Western New York. I mean, it's too bad we're not going into this weekend with a Bill's win, but that's the way it goes. Victoria, you saw it a week ago at the local premiere. Yeah. Tell us about it.
It's a Hallmark movie. It's very good. It's very, very cute. The city of Buffalo, Orchard Park, and the village of East Aurora look absolutely beautiful in it. They did a really wonderful job. And from my experience and the experience of everybody I've talked to who saw it, they just thought that, you know, it really represents Buffalo, Western New York, the Bills, and Bills Mafia to a T. They did a really, really good job.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Were you following the plot of the movie, or were you more looking out for locations that were familiar and things like that?
A little of both, a little of both. You know, the plot is, like I said, really Hallmark, you know, boy meets girl or boy knows girl and they fall in love and things like that. It was great. The plot is really interesting what they did and how they, I can't give you too much because I want everybody to watch it this weekend. But it's cute. It's, you know, it's a holiday Hallmark movie. You walk out feeling really good and really happy. And, you know, it just brings back all those holiday feels. But yeah, it was interesting to watch all the places to see, you know, what in the village of East Aurora they showed. If there were any people that I knew in the extras, the chamber actually helped a lot with casting Buffalo to recreate Carolcade for the movie. So I was looking for all my chamber members who I knew were going to be in it to see if I could see them and find them. So it was a little bit of both.
Did you know people then? Did you recognize people in the film, or are you going to have to watch it again?
I did pick up a few. You know, it happens so quickly that you're kind of looking all over the place. But we're definitely watching it again this weekend, and I'm going to have my remote in my hand to pause and look and rewind and do all that kind of stuff just to see, because I've had a lot of people reach out to me saying, did you see me? Was I in it?
Were there any surprises, anything that just took you by surprise when you saw it?
I guess how they recreated Carolcade. That's an event that the chamber runs along with several other organizations in East Aurora. So we weren't quite sure what to expect and what it was going to look like. Is it a true representation of Carolcade, which gets thousands of people on the street? No, but it's a snippet of what it does. And, you know, it's a snippet of what it looks like and the joy that it brings people. So that kind of surprised me just to see the difference. A lot of people had been asking us too, because they filmed the movie in June. So a lot of people were asking, how are they going to make it look like December in Western New York? So they brought in the fake snow, but there were still leaves on the trees when they were filming. So I kind of was watching for that to see what it looked like. And they made it look like a winter day in Western New York, snow, slushy roads, people all huddled up and cold in their coats. So that was really interesting to see, because it was in June when they filmed in East Aurora. So all these people are walking up and down in all their winter gear, and it was a warm June evening when they filmed it. So I wouldn't say it was surprising, but it's really interesting to watch how they transitioned it and the movie magic they performed to make it look like a day or an evening in December when
wow.
they filmed in June.
You know what? I remember that. And thinking back in June, is it really going to look like winter? But that's great mm-hmm. to hear you say that. What mm-hmm. has mm-hmm. what has this movie done for East Aurora?
I think that, you know, I've said in the past, we've been the backdrop of holiday movies in the past. But this is the first full Hallmark production that has come in. In the past, filmmakers came in, they made the movie, and they sold it to the channels that it was on. But this is Hallmark coming in, and I think it's just going to draw a lot of attention to the village. We're hoping that a lot of people are going to come into the village after seeing this movie and kind of look at it. If they've been to the village before, they're going to look at it in a completely different light. And if they haven't, they're going to want to come and visit. They're going to want to come and check out Vidler's. I mean, Vidler's is a character in the movie. It's fantastic. Barbell and Elm Street Bakery, they're all in it. And it's not just the backdrop of a bakery. You see the signs. It truly is Barbell and Vidler's and Elm Street Bakery in that movie. So we're hoping that's going to be a huge draw, not only locally, because, you know, we get a lot of local visitors, but we're hoping that it's regional and nationwide, that people are going to want to come to this village and see what it's really like.
I bet you're right about that. And the other thing is, East Aurora is all decorated for Christmas.
Yes, it is.
A lot earlier than normal, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah, when the Bills and Hallmark got their permission to close the street down for the rally that they did when they had the private screening here in the village, you know, the cat was out of the bag. So we were looped in, and we met with Hallmark and the Bills, and, you know, what can we do? How can we help to make this a huge thing? And one of the big things was getting our businesses involved and you know, the village decorated a week or so earlier than they normally would on the street, and just getting our businesses to decorate their windows and how to kind of leverage that event that was happening. So it was kind of fun to go out and, you know, November 11th, November 10th, and seeing the garland going up on street lamps and businesses decorating their windows and playing holiday music in the stores if they hadn't started already. So it really brought that holiday feeling to the village a lot earlier than it normally happens.
Wow. Well, Victoria, thanks so much. I'm so glad to talk with you this morning. And I think a lot of people are looking forward to watching it starting tomorrow. But that's Victoria mm-hmm. Sturman, Executive Director of the East Aurora Chamber. And happy Thanksgiving to you as well, Victoria.
Same to you. Same to you. Have a great day.
Okay.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.